It's time for our regular program from Heritage, and my guest once again is Lisa Haglund. But she comes to the program with a new title. She is now the interim CEO, Chief Executive Officer at Heritage. Lisa, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. Congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you so much, Dennis, and I'm so thrilled to be able to talk to you today.
Tell us a little bit about your new work and how this has come to be for you and where you are in it in just the first few days.
Absolutely. 3 days in, it's really still we have that newness factor, and I'm just working really hard to make sure that I'm staying in touch with our employees, our residents, and our teams to really assess and learn what we need to look at next as a team. You know, we're extremely grateful to our prior CEO. He did a great job having an amazing vision and bringing the organization to a level of growth that we had not seen before, thanks to him and our board of directors. And I'm really just ensuring that I'm ready to step up to the challenge. When the board of directors called me late last week and asked me, you know, I really just wanted to take some time and think about it and pray and make sure that I could help them bring the next vision to a reality.
You told us on a recent edition of this program for Heritage that you had some background in the world of business before you came to Heritage. Outline that for us again, would you, Lisa?
Absolutely. I spent over 21 years working at Northwest Bank, which is a $10 billion organization many people are probably familiar with in our area. And after years of working my way up in the field, ended up down at the corporate office and was lucky enough to have some amazing mentors and opportunities to continue my education. Also really was focused on running about a $50 million portion of our larger $10 billion organization, and really learned under great tutelage a lot about expense control, revenue production, talent and staff management. And a lot of those things, it's interesting when you look back at your life, you start to see where God has had a little hand in everything along the way.
Wow. Well, it's important, I think, on this broadcast today that we go back to what is the recurring theme for all of us these days, and that is the virus, the shutdown that it generated. And just to check in with you in terms of how's everything at the Heritage facilities in Chautauqua County.
Absolutely agreed, Dennis. And, you know, I have to say this is the most important thing to me. Our people and the expertise we have on the field and in our management team are the most amazing group of individuals I know. And we continue to remain COVID-free. However, with that being said, we continue to remain one of the most proactive in the county in ensuring we're ready just in case. We have a COVID task force that meets daily that we've actually grown with infection control specialists, as well as covering all the other genres that we need to do to ensure the safety of our residents. You know, my father-in-law was at Heritage Village, so I do not take any part of our employee engagement or our resident safety lightly. In fact, it's the most important thing we're tasked with doing, that these are our parents and our grandparents that we're serving. And at Heritage Park, for example, we've actually built a COVID unit to ensure that if we have to take in a COVID resident or we unfortunately have one of our loved ones become ill with COVID, which of course they haven't yet, we have everything right at our fingertips that we need to keep everyone safe and do the best thing possible.
One can certainly understand the stories that have just come out over the last week about nursing homes being one of the places in New York State and in the United States where there has been the greatest problem, why you would be so vigilant and put such a forward effort into making sure that this is minimized at Heritage. On the other side of that coin, it's been very difficult for the family members who have family members who live at Heritage, and what a challenge it has been for them to be separated by a window at best if they want to try and be with one another.
I completely agree, and actually I'm experiencing that issue even in my own daily life as I can't see my in-laws. And we recently had a birthday where we had to go and stand outside a window and wave into her house. So my heart hurts and goes out to all of the family members who are affected. I encourage them to continue calling and reaching out to us. We have implemented all the technology needed at a faster pace than I could have even imagined to ensure we have window visits, we have the technology for Skype, Zoom, and FaceTime. We are allowing birthday celebrations to occur via that FaceTime or Zoom applications, and just really to encourage those family members to just continue reaching out. Their loved ones need to hear from them. We're also encouraging the greater community to come alongside of us, send in cards, send in pictures that your children are drawing during their homeschooling days to encourage our residents and to recognize our staff. And if you really feel led, you live in or out of the area and you can't do some of these things, there's always ways for you to give back financially. We are a not-for-profit, and we encourage and appreciate any of those folks that can come alongside of us with prayer or financial donations.
And how could someone look into that further if they wanted to, Lisa Haglund?
On our website, you can go right at the top of the page. There is a giving link, and you have the opportunity to give anything from $5 a month to a much larger amount. You know, just replace that one cup of coffee a week to ensure that we can also provide more purposeful activities for our residents, as we've had to change the way that looks as well.
And that is heritage1886.org.
Correct.
Well, Lisa Haglund, congratulations once again on your selection as the Interim Chief Executive Officer at Heritage. Best of luck to you and everyone on your team in this very challenging time, and I look forward to connecting with you again sometime in the near future.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Dennis.